An estimated 22,000 residents and other visitors are evacuating South Lake Tahoe as the Caldor fire rages in the city's path. And with one main road out of the area that's open, there's massive gridlock. But CAL FIRE Chief Tom Porter says it's a carefully executed evacuation.
For the last week, we have been planning for plans to evacuate South Lake Tahoe. Those are happening today in a very orderly fashion. There is a method to the triggers that are being pulled and the timing for each of those. It's time to start going. For the rest of you in California, you've heard me say this before, every acre can and will burn someday in this state. Be ready now.
Vehicles loaded with bikes and camping gear and hauling boats are stuck in traffic, stalled in hazy air that smells of campfire, as police, firefighters, and other emergency vehicles respond to the threat of a looming wildfire. And it's not just any wildfire. It's an unprecedented one that grew 20,000 acres over the weekend and has scorched more than 600 structures. Again, Chief Porter.
We haven't had fires burn from one side of the Sierras to the other. We did with the Dixie. Now we have with the Caldor. Two times in our history, and they're both happening this month. So we need to be really cognizant that there is fire activity happening in California that we have never seen before.
The Lake Tahoe region in the Sierra Nevada Mountains is a recreational paradise, offering beaches, water sports, hiking, ski resorts, golfing, and casinos as it straddles the Nevada state line. But now the lake is smothered in smoke, so brown it makes the sun visibly red. Officials say conditions will only worsen due to critically dry terrain and a burst of gusty winds this week. Tony Scardina is deputy regional forester for CAL FIRE. He says there's more boots on the ground coming to help battle the growing blaze that scorched more than 177,000 acres.
There are 27,000 firefighters deployed throughout the United States at this point. Over 15,000 of those are in California. If that tells you the amount of resources we have that we are putting to these priority fires to try and fight them aggressively and suppress them. To date, 1.7 million acres have burned in California, and that is significant in terms of communities impacted and recovery we will have to do, so our hearts are really with impacted communities. We are getting ready to prep and activate 250 soldiers of active duty military. They are getting ready to be trained and move into the northern part of the state, as we did last year, to support fires in California.
Officials say 6,900 wildfires have scorched 1.7 million acres to date in the state of California. The Dixie Fire remains the largest this year and second largest in state history as it inches closer to 1 million acres burned, currently at more than 770,000 acres. It's 48% contained. More than 1,200 structures have been destroyed in that fire. Statewide, flames have destroyed 2,000 buildings and forced thousands to evacuate while blanketing large swaths of the West in unhealthy smoke. Schools in Nevada have had to close due to unhealthy air quality. To the south, a section of Interstate 15 closed Sunday after winds pushed a new blaze, the railroad fire, across lanes in the Cajon Pass northeast of Los Angeles. Further south, evacuation orders were lifted for homes in San Diego and Riverside counties after a wildfire injured a firefighter and destroyed two structures, causing evacuations over the weekend. In all, states of Utah, Washington, Wisconsin, and the National Guard, along with the military, are helping to battle the blazes in the state. And the worst may be still yet to come. As officials remind people, it's still early in fire season. CAL FIRE Chief Tom Porter says early evacuations are best in these unprecedented times.
The critical thing for you, the public, to know is evacuate early. Early. Warning. Warning doesn't mean you have to stick around and wait for the order. You can go during a warning. You can go if you're sucking smoke and you have respiratory or other underlying issues and you're in the smoke for days. Look out for your own health and safety. Allow for firefighters to do what they need to do without having to rescue you without putting out fire as their main focus right now. We need people to leave, and we need you to leave early.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.